To understand where we are today with cost segregation, it helps to understand where we were. Today, we are talking about Revenue Ruling 66-111, an IRS ruling from 1966 that set a limit on component depreciation for people who bought used buildings. Here is the background. In the 1960s, the IRS allowed depreciation of building components separately if you were the original owner or builder. You could identify each part of your building, assign it a useful life based on how long it would actually last, and depreciate it on that schedule. A carpet wears out faster than a foundation. A piece of equipment wears out faster than a wall. Component depreciation reflected that reality. But if you bought a used building from someone else, this ruling drew a line. You could not break the purchase price into parts and assign each one a separate useful life. You had to use one composite life for the whole building. The IRS took the position that you cannot reliably divide up a lump sum purchase price into separate components and assign each one its own life when you are buying a building secondhand. That was the rule in 1966, a single life, a single schedule, one big block. Now, why does an old ruling from the 1960s matter today? Because it is part of the story of how we got where we are. Revenue Ruling 66-111 set the limit. Then other rulings started to carve into it. Revenue Ruling 73-410 said that if you get a qualified appraiser to properly allocate the purchase price among the components of a used building, you can use separate useful lives. That was a significant step. Then ACRS came in 1981 and MACRS followed. Those systems changed the landscape entirely. Class lives replaced facts and circumstances useful lives. The component versus composite question got answered differently under the new rules. Today, under modern cost segregation practice, both new construction and acquired used property can be studied component by component. The HCA case and the IRS's own Action on Decision in 1999 confirmed that approach. Revenue Ruling 66-111 is now largely a historical reference. It is superseded in practice by modern law, but it is worth knowing because it reminds us that the flexibility we have today was not always there. Every layer of the authority library was built on top of the limits that came before it. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see the full framework that replaced these older limits, visit the authority library in your report.